Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
So what we're going to be doing is we're really going to be focusing on the first element of scalability, which is all about knowing your outcome, because we really need to have a clear idea of what it is we're trying to achieve at the outset. Because without that clear idea, obviously, you know, we could end up anywhere. We need to know what our destination looks like. So when it comes to scaling and knowing what the destination looks like, there are a couple of challenges. So the first problem, of course, is that when we start to think about this, we feel a little bit like we're flying blind. And when we're flying blind, that can lead to obvious problems. So one of the things we're looking to try and create for you guys today is a roadmap, a pathway. And when you have a pathway and you're flying according to your flight plan, you know, the destination is clear, the path is clear, the risks are minimized, obviously. So what I like to refer to is, you know, when I was going back to my military days, I had a couple of mates who were pilots, and they always used to refer to instrument-rated flying versus just vision flying. I can't remember the techo word for it, but looking out the cockpit window and steering your way over there. So if you're flying from Sydney to or Canberra to Sydney, you take off from Canberra Airport, kind of head towards the Brindabellas, head north, watch out for Centrepoint Tower, and, you know, kind of make your descent around about that time, right? But of course, if you come across stormy weather or night times or whatever, obviously, if you're flying purely just with that sole parameter, you know, the risk of crashing into the mountains is much higher, as opposed to instrument-rated flying where you have a dashboard and other things around you to tell you whether you're on the right track or not. You can fly more safely in all sorts of different conditions. So the second problem that comes up when you're looking to know your outcome is, of course, is there are a bazillion things that can literally take you off course. You know, we spoke about critical drivers, and we're going to touch on that really quickly again today, but critical drivers are designed to keep you on course, so you narrow your focus, you spend your energy and your time for its highest possible return. That's really the aim of a critical driver. So what we're looking to try and do is minimize distractions, minimize outside noise, minimize outside interference, and have you guys run in as straight a line as possible. Obviously, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. And of course, the biggest challenge of all when it comes to some of these things is, you know, the business begins to underperform. It's not getting the results that it's potentially capable of. And ultimately, that can feel like you're this person. So if you don't get this scaling caper right, you're still stuck. You're still the person who's running harder and harder and harder, pedaling for ever diminishing returns. And typically what happens is when people stick to this just going to the profitability level, what will happen is this, is profitability will absolutely increase, right? Or it'll maybe not linear, but it'll go up. And then what happens is as you get to this point here, you become tired. Can anyone relate to that concept of being a bit tired? Your income comes up, and because you're a bit tired, your income plateaus, okay? Your income does plateau. What actually then happens, though, is because you're still tired, you still haven't got the energy to keep your foot down to the, you know, pedal to the metal, is your income will actually dip and then plateau because you're not able to even sustain the plateau. That's the risk. So to make that shift to scalability where you grow again and you have that exponential growth again, as I mentioned, it comes back to a couple of things. The first one is having a business model that allows for it, where you've built the foundations, where, as I've, you know, made the point yesterday, the focus shifts from being the guy or the girl who delivers great care to patients to building a great team of people who deliver great care to patients on your behalf, which then supports the business, which then supports you. Equally, there is a mindset shift that has to occur with the business model shift, okay? What got you here won't get you there. So there needs to be a shift, and that's what we're going to be exploring today. But let's look at the potential. If you get this right and you do this great thinking, and the prize for your thinking today is not a round of drinks at the bar, your prize for getting this right is having a really well thought out plan. And the gift you're going to give yourselves today is spend some time thinking on your business, not being consumed, being in your business, you know, delivering care to people or dealing with this or that. It's the gift I'm asking you to give yourselves today is to spend the time really, really well, engage your brain at its highest possible level and think as deeply as you possibly can. Okay. If you know what you're shooting for, you're much more likely to get there. There is nothing more powerful than clarity, focus, and action. Nothing more powerful than that. But it begins with that vision. You'll have a safe and efficient course. You'll have that path laid out for you. It'll be the runway that's illuminated for you. You'll be able to see what's next. You know, I'm going to do this first, then this, then this, and then this. And you'll be able to literally walk down that path knowing that you're not going to go off into the wilderness here and hurt yourself. Okay, that's really what we're looking to try and achieve today. Equally, your practice will outperform. It will fulfill its potential. I guarantee you that every single practice has latent potential yet to be tapped. Every single practice, okay? And what we're wanting to try and do is lovingly what I call squeeze the lemon to get every bit of juice out of it that you can. All right, but the whole idea is your practice actually outperforms. It fulfills its potential. It, you know, you manage to get every last bit of goodness out of it. Okay, that's what we're looking for. And it allows you to break free of the tyranny of owner operatorship and transition to true business ownership. True business ownership is a business that will run without you. It's one where you can be thinking about the business, working on the business, as opposed to being solely confined to delivering services. Right? You need to be able to transition to true business ownership if you're going to have any hope of scaling at all.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/Savvy Dentist.